He was ready.
Andy Ibañez later called it the best at bat of my life as he came through for the Tigers. Where were you when he cleared the bases? What a moment. What an absolute awesome moment for Tiger fans to experience. And boy, this team. 248-539-9797. We were talking about the tweet. I saw the first Tiger Backlash tweet where somebody somewhere tweeted, I don't even remember who it was, tweeted, can somebody please tell me who has the best record in baseball since August 10th? And I'm like, oh, sarcasm.
Was it sarcasm or are they, is that a little flex?
I think it was sarcasm.
Okay, then.
And then there was this one I saw from GWizzy12 about yesterday's game. The only thing missing from this series was my inability to boo Cade Upton's kids.
That's funny.
We probably need to explain it for people who don't know what that's referencing. Last year, during the playoff game between the Lions and the Rams, Kelly Stafford expressed a disappointment in Detroit fans because she thought that the fans were booing their kids, when in reality, they were just booing her.
Booing you.
And
I don't think people are going to boo Kate Upton.
No, but they were going to boo her kids, which is an obvious reference to Kelly Stafford.
Yeah, we didn't get the whole JV thing going.
No, you know what? They kept showing shots of him there. But he wasn't on their playoff roster. And they'll have to wait and see if he's available for the next round.
That's a furry triceps. Did you notice that?
Furry triceps?
Am I wrong, Kang? Did you notice that?
You're talking about Verlander?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the way he's always been.
I got to tell you, it is. It was funny seeing him down there going and just thinking he's sitting in the bullpen and he can't play.
Well, then he's talking to Hunter Brown after they took Hunter Brown out. And, you know, trying to calm him down or whatever and be a soothsayer, whatever. JV does have value to teams, even when he's not there. I mean, to lean on his experience, I think it's great. It didn't help Houston in the series necessarily. They still lost. But it's curious to see what happens the rest of his career here. You know, is he going to continue to pitch? I know he wants to try to get to 300 wins. It's not going to be easy. You know, I think some people are still romantic about the idea of bringing Justin Verlander back to Detroit. So it's interesting what he decides to do moving forward.
I'm glad that wasn't a story at all, though, because that takes away from these Tigers, and even anything that takes away a little bit from these Tigers, I don't like, because this is such an incredible story with an incredible group of guys that I want to focus solely on them. And booing Cade Upton's kids.
Yes. Somebody just pointed this out on Twitch, and I found it. Ken Rosenthal writing about the rest, not what's going to happen next. With the Astros out of the picture, the Yankees must seize their moment.
Mm.
With the Astros, after 14 years of wandering through the October desert, the Yankees have stumbled onto an oasis. Or maybe the upsets of the Baltimore Orioles and especially the Houston Astros in the wild card series are more like the baseball parting of the Red Sea.
Go Kansas City.
Just counting our Tigers out, though.
Right. Okay, and then you're counting them out, too. I mean, that's...
Thank you, Don, on Twitter.
That's not so wise.
Appreciate it, Don, for bringing our attention to that. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Brandon. Brendan, you're next. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're good. Brendan. What's up?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, me and my dad, we left yesterday at 7:30 in the morning. We're taking a road trip to Rapid City, South Dakota, moving out there. And we were just listening to the Odyssey app all morning, listening to you guys pregame the show. And we actually decided to tune into Houston Sports Radio a little bit yesterday before the game. And I just thought it was kind of funny because one of the guys was talking about how he was just so surprised at how good Skubic was on the mound in game one.
Skubic?
Yeah. And we were just laughing because we know how good our team is here, but clearly the rest of the country doesn't know if they don't even know who our Cy Young candidate is. So we were just laughing about that. But
Scuba.
Yeah, no, we're taking a road trip, and we were just watching the game on my phone, just going crazy in the car, watching Ibanez hit that double. But yeah, I just thought that was kind of funny.
That's awesome. Enjoy South Dakota. What are you going out there for?
We'll do. We're in the moving out there to play hockey. So going to play for a low-level pro hockey team out there in Rapid City, South Dakota. So.
All right, you got to tell us what the team's name is.
Yeah, Rapid City Rush.
The Rapid City Rush. What league are they in?
It's in the East Coast Hockey League, so kind of like Toledo Walleye, same deal.
Yeah, when I think of East Coast, I think of Rapid City, South Dakota.
Yeah, right.
It's like having USC in the Big Ten. It's great.
Exactly.
Best of luck to you,
Brendan.
Good
luck to you, Brendan.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
NIL's ruining low-level hockey. It is. I've said it once. I've said it a million times.
Let's go to Joe in Grosseto. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. So I was trying to watch my eighth-grade grandson's football game. He's a quarterback. And watching the MLB app on your phone, where you don't really see anything except they report balls and strikes, and it seems like it takes forever. And I'm thinking, how is AJ going to defend putting Jackson Jobe in there? And then the wild pitch happens, takes AJ off the hook. And then finally, after Ibanez gets up there and he delivers, and it says in play runs, but then it takes another minute to see exactly what happened. And then they show 5-2. I couldn't believe it. People knew I was watching the game on my phone. They erupted when I erupted, and my grandson's team come back and won the football game by 2 points in the fourth quarter, too. So it was a great day.
That's awesome. Yeah, everybody was like, the timing is weird because it's not the type of time where everybody's going to be home, and so people were taking that in however they could. Gator, I'm just looking at the schedule for next week, you know, for our radio station.
Yeah.
Wednesday the 9th, Tigers versus Guardians game 3 is on there. And I noticed here it says 10 a.m. Carson Anderson, remote? ? Aw.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, hey, if it's an earlier game, I would imagine we'd be out there.
Yep. I am hopeful.
And good luck to Brendan getting ready to play for the Rush.
Yeah.
He's a big fella.
Brendan is? You look him up?
6'5", 220.
Wow.
26-year-old.
He didn't sound like a kid.
No, he did not. God bless you. Keep chasing that dream and enjoy playing hockey, man. It's awesome.
All right. So, Lions insider Dave Burkett was on Kang's podcast. Kang asked him a couple of interesting questions, like, should they be interested in Devontae Adams? Does Brad Holmes get aggressive at the trade deadline? Here, what our Lions insider Dave Burkett had to say, coming up at 12:47 here on Carson Anderson. 97.1 The Ticket.